Hey everyone, ready to dive deep?
Always.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Today it's all about inflation, something we hear about constantly, right? But we're going way deeper than just, prices are up kind of stuff.
Right.
We're talking how it messes with your savings, your paychecks, even what the government can do with its money.
That's a big one.
It really is. And I bet most people don't realize inflation can actually be a good thing for some folks.
Yeah, there are winners and losers, that's for sure.
By the end of this deep dive, you'll get those hidden costs of inflation, how it really plays out, stuff most people miss.
It's not just the grocery bill going up, that's for sure.
Okay, let's jump right in. Think about your savings. You put away $1,000 last year, felt good about it, right? This year, same $1,000, you buy way less stuff.
Yeah, that's inflation eating away at your buying power, your purchasing power, they call it.
So is saving even worth it if inflation's just going to shrink it all the time?
That's a question a lot of people are asking themselves. And it all comes down to what economists call real income. Like, it's not the number on your paycheck that matters, it's how much that paycheck actually buys you once prices are going up, up, up.
So let's say you get a 5% raise, woohoo, but prices went up 5% too.
You're on that treadmill, running but not getting anywhere.
Ugh, the worst. And doesn't it seem like some prices go up way faster than others? Like you see it with stuff that's traded all over the world, those prices can jump. But then someone's wages, especially if they're locked into a contract, those don't keep up.
Absolutely. And that unevenness is where things get really tricky. It just feels unfair. And that's one of the reasons you see more and more workers going on strike, especially in the UK, right? It's like when your paycheck just isn't covering the basics anymore, you got to do something.
Makes sense. And we've seen a ton of those strikes in 2024. Like in October alone, 417,000 workdays were lost because of strikes.
Yeah, it's a big number, but
Oh,
honestly,
yeah.
back in the 70s and 80s, when inflation was super high, there were way more strikes. What's interesting is that even though strikes make sense when inflation's hitting hard, there might have been other things holding workers back the last few decades.
Like what?
Things like people having more debt, so they're a little more scared to lose their jobs, you know? But the strikes we're seeing now, that's people feeling the pinch right now. Their wages just aren't cutting it with these prices.
Like those public sector strikes at the start of 25.
Exactly. They were offered 4% or 5% raises, but inflation was over 10%.
Oof, that's rough.
Yeah, so their actual buying power, their real income, is going down. No wonder there was so much frustration. And this is where those social safety nets, the help people are supposed to get, that all gets really strained too, because if inflation's high, those benefits don't go as far either.
Like a domino effect, right? One problem leads to another.
For sure. And you see it in how welfare systems are set up. Like in the UK, benefits go up every year, but they base it on the inflation numbers from the previous September. So if inflation keeps going up and up, those benefits just can't keep up.
Is always playing catch up.
Exactly. So even though the idea is to help people, inflation makes those safety nets weaker.
And the numbers back that up, right? In 2022 and 23, benefits went up by 3.1%, but inflation was 9%.
Yeah, that's a big hit for people who are already struggling. It shows you even a few percentage points can make a huge difference.
It's really eye-opening. So we've got savings getting smaller, people having to strike just to make ends meet. But inflation also hits businesses in ways people don't always think about, right?
Definitely. Take something called menu costs. You might think it's just restaurants having to print new menus when prices go up, but it's bigger than that.
Oh, interesting. Tell me more.
Every time a business has to change its prices because of inflation, it costs them something. Like, think about Pizza Hut. They got to print new menus, sure, but they also have to update their website, retrain staff on the new prices. It all adds up.
So it's not just the paper and ink, it's all the behind-the-scenes stuff too.
And those costs can be totally different for different types of businesses. For some, it's no big deal, but others, especially if they've got lots of different products or complicated pricing, those menu costs can really cut into their profits.
It's a sneaky cost of doing business.
It is. Like, look at Canada. In 2022, restaurants were expected to raise prices almost 8%, and just a small price change. That cost the average store over $100,000 a year.
Wow, that puts it in perspective.
It's like a hidden tax they have to pay just to keep up with inflation. But let's switch gears a bit and talk about shoe leather costs.
Shoe leather costs. Now I'm really curious. What's that all about?
It sounds funny, right? But it makes a good point. Shoe leather costs are all about those extra trips you make to the bank when inflation is high, literally wearing out your shoes.
Okay, I'm all ears. How does inflation make people run to the bank more?
Well, when prices are going up fast, you don't want to hold on to too much cash. It's losing value every day. So you withdraw smaller amounts, but you have to do it more often.
Makes sense.
Instead of one big trip to the bank, you're running back and forth constantly as prices keep climbing.
So you're spending more time and energy just managing your money.
Exactly. And that's the bigger idea of opportunity cost at play. All that time you spend at the bank is time you're not spending on other things that might be more important or enjoyable.
It's like a trade-off you don't really want to make.
And to get a real sense of how crazy this can get, think back to Germany in the 1920s. They had hyperinflation, and prices were going up so fast that people got paid two or three times a day.
Wow, just to keep up.
They had to run out and spend their wages immediately before they lost even more value.
That sounds chaotic.
It was. People were constantly trying to stay ahead of the inflation monster.
So we've got savings taking a hit, workers striking, businesses dealing with hidden costs. And it's clear that inflation really does touch every part of our lives.
It's a complex web, that's for sure. And the more we understand those connections, the better we can navigate this whole thing.
Absolutely. It's all about being informed and making smart choices, even when the economic landscape feels a bit shaky.
Exactly. Knowledge is power, especially when it comes to inflation. It was. And here's a weird thing. In times like that, when inflation's going crazy, the financial sector, the banks, and all that, they often grow.
Really? I wouldn't have thought that. Why would that be? It seems like everything would be a mess.
It's because people need help dealing with their money when it's losing value so fast. They need ways to protect what they have, and that's where financial services come in.
So it's like they're trying to solve a problem that's happening all around them.
Exactly. They're filling a need. So even though inflation causes a lot of problems, it can actually help certain industries. It's wild, right?
It is. It shows how complicated all this stuff is. But let's get back to the everyday stuff. We all feel it, when our money doesn't buy as much as it used to.
Oh, absolutely.
But how do economists like actually measure how inflation affects our buying power?
Well, one way is to look at what we call real income. We talked about that a bit earlier. It's taking your regular income, the number on your paycheck, and adjusting it for inflation.
So it's not just how much you earn, but how much that money will actually buy you.
That's it. If you get a 5% raise, but prices also go up 5%, your real income hasn't changed at all. You can buy the same amount of stuff as before, but it feels like you're working harder for it.
It's like that treadmill thing again.
Right. You're putting in the effort, but not getting ahead. And that's where it gets frustrating, especially for people on fixed incomes or people whose wages aren't keeping up with prices.
Yeah, you can see why people get upset and start striking, like we were talking about.
Absolutely. And another thing to remember is that not all prices go up at the same speed during inflation. Some things get way more expensive than others, and that unevenness can really throw people's budgets out of whack.
Like if gas prices suddenly jump, but your paycheck stays the same.
Exactly. You're spending a much bigger chunk of your income just to get around, and that means you might have to cut back on other things.
Or use up your savings, or even go into debt.
It's a tough spot to be in. Inflation forces people to make these hard choices, and that can add a lot of stress to their lives.
So we've got eroding savings, potential strikes, those sneaky menu costs for businesses.
Yeah.
Inflation is a real beast with a lot of tentacles, isn't it?
It is. It impacts us in so many ways. And getting a handle on all that, understanding how it all works, that's the first step to figuring out how to deal with it.
Yeah, it's been really interesting seeing all the different ways inflation affects us. We've talked about how it shrinks savings, pushes workers to strike, even creates those weird menu costs for businesses.
Right. And the shoe leather costs, too,
Right.
running back and forth to the bank, all that, just because prices are going up.
I'm definitely going to be more aware of that from now on. So, as we wrap up, what's a big takeaway you want listeners to get from all this?
I think the biggest thing is that inflation isn't just about prices going up. It goes so much deeper than that. It affects our savings, how much our paychecks are really worth, even how we think about the future.
So the more we know about inflation, the better we can handle it.
That's exactly what I'm saying. When you understand how inflation works, you can manage your money better, fight for fair wages, even make sense of all those big economic trends we've been talking about.
It's like having a guidebook when you're in unfamiliar territory.
A perfect way to put it. And something else that's important to remember is that inflation doesn't hit everyone the same way. Some people are way more vulnerable to those price increases.
Yeah, that makes sense.
We got to be aware of that,
Uh-huh.
and push for policies that help those folks who are struggling the most.
It's not just about looking out for ourselves, it's about the whole community.
That's a great point, and it makes me think, with inflation touching so many parts of our lives, What does that mean for the long term? How does it affect our economy and even, you know, how society works? Those are big questions.
Yeah, lots to think about there.
It's something we all need to keep learning about, stay informed, have those conversations about how we can handle these economic challenges. It's important stuff.
Couldn't agree more. A big thank you to you for taking us through all this. And to everyone listening, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into inflation. It can feel a bit overwhelming, but the more we understand it, the better choices we can make. See you next time.